Just before the turn of the last century, the Galveston Wharf Company thought it had an ironclad monopoly. Cotton was the export king. The company kept raising the fees to ships that tied up at its docks. 50 miles to the north, however, investors in Houston had a different idea. They rightly predicted that oil would topple cotton as the state's major export. Galveston might have its docks, but Houston had its railroads, and it was wooing the oil industry, which meant it had plenty of money to bypass Galveston by building a channel 50 miles from Houston to the Gulf. It was constructed in phases from 1902 to 1914. 400 feet wide and 40 feet deep, it transformed Buffalo Bayou, the small river that flows through Houston, into a navigable waterway that could accommodate ocean-going vessels. Texaco, Sinclair, Gulf, and Humble Oil Companies all built refineries along the channel east of Houston, near the small settlements of Pasadena and Goose Creek. With the onset of World War II, this domestic petrochemical industry took on strategic importance. Oil refined along the channel helped fuel U.S. forces abroad and kept the Navy on the high seas. Today, the ship channel is a landscape not only of power, but also of powerful environmental issues. The oil industry visually and economically dominates the communities of East Harris County. It also presents the Houston area with considerable environmental challenges: air pollution, toxic spills and emissions, and subsidence, sunken terrain that results from pumping groundwater for industrial uses. Indeed, the tankers that traverse the Houston Ship Channel glide through a waterway of profound contrasts: marshes and grasslands rich with natural life, waterside houses where Houston's elite once spent their summers, and petrochemical plants that drive the area's economy, and which glitter at night like virtual cities.